Hey, I'm back with another quick review. You know, I did a brand interview of the tequila Xolo Escuinte, and we had a whole conversation about how this tequila is made, how Ernesto came up with the idea, and how he put it all together. And one of the things I wanted to do tonight is review the Plata. Now, this tequila is coming out of NAM 1545. It's coming out of the Highlands, so all Highland agaves. Low-pressure autoclave, they're using a roller mill. They're using deep well water. And they also have a proprietary yeast, open fermentation, stainless steel to come up with this. Now, one of the things they did in all the Xolo tequilas, I'm just going to make it shorter so I don't have to continue to say Xolo Escuintle, even though now I believe I'm saying it right, Xolo Escuintle. I'm just going to call it Xolo. But this is the Plata. So this is the base of their product. They didn't want to just make a regular 40 ABV tequila for everybody. They wanted to make it a little bit special. So what they do? Made it 92 proof. So technically, their regular Blanco or Plata is a high proof at 92. You've got this great cooked agave flavor. You get a little bit of orange peel and a little bit of a mineralness in the smell. Almost like a well water to not like the true pedricor, but a little bit of the rain in the summertime. It's one of my favorite smells in tequila. That citrus notes right there, and it has a little bit of floralness too. So you pick up maybe those little orange marigolds. So you get like a little bit of a marigold smell, which is really nice. A little burn in the front opens your mouth up like a little bit of like menthol does, really brings in all of the aromas of the tequila. You get that cooked agave. You get that orange peel. There's a little something there. The agave, that cooked agave, that kind of like a sweet potato, pineapple type smell or taste. It's really nice and sweet. And then you get this nice little peppery, spearminty finish to it. It's really pleasant. This is a nice tequila. The more you dive into it, in the finish, you get a little bit of a dryness that has a nice bitterness that kind of dries the back of your mouth out to where the finish then lingers a little bit. You can feel it tingling and lasting a little bit, and a little bit of cinnamon as it comes off the end of it. So you really get a lot of nice flavors out of this, and it lasts a long time. It's a tequila that you can just continue to enjoy each sip. Xolo Escuinte. Their Plata is amazing. The other tequilas are amazing too. Make sure you check out our interview where we talk about how the brand is made and also all the places that you can find it. It's really a fantastic tequila and a great higher proofed Plata or Blanco. Thanks for tuning in.